You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Thy word is a mountain. Welcome to Thy Word is a Mountain. This is the song of the Bible teacher. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Swire.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are now in a new series, Psalm 119. We have done this series before when we just started the program in July of 2021. But God has really spoken to my heart to continue and to restart and redo this series. So we are going to be in, we have started last week, Psalm 119, and we are going to continue until it's finished. It has 176 verses. And we see that each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of eight verses, or begin a stanza of eight verses. So we see, people of God, Psalm 119 is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. So we see, people of God, that the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are used in this psalm, and we see where each letter of the Hebrew alphabet had eight verses. So we see each stanza is headed by a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So last time we did the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Aleph. Now we are going to continue on to the next verses 9 through 16, where we will be doing the letter Beth. So we are going to continue in Psalm 119 to the end. We are going to see what the Lord wants us to glean from this psalm. There's a reason why the Lord said, repeat it, go over it. So there's something in this psalm that the Lord wants us to glean. So we pray as we hear these words, people of God, we will understand what God is saying to us in this psalm, and we will apply these words unto wisdom. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, O God Almighty, for your divine instructions to us through your word. And we thank you, O God Almighty, Lord Jesus, that you're always speaking to us. And we pray, O God, that we will be hearers, O God, who will not only hear, but do your word. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, mighty God, Holy Spirit, that you will illuminate your word to us. Oh God, I pray that your word will be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. We pray, oh God Almighty Lord, that we will walk and not stumble, because your word will be our guiding light. So we just thank you again for who you are. Thank you for your love, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your people who have taken the time out to come to hear your word. And I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that you will transform us by the renewing of our minds by your word. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. Because your word tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your words. I pray you illuminate your word to your people, O God, Almighty Lord, so that, O God, transformation will take place. So we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us into all truth as we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name. And we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue in Psalm 119, and we know that this psalm speaks mostly of the word of God. There are only four verses that does not speak of God's word. So we see eight words that we will see over and over again in this psalm. We see word, which means thoughts, will, reason, meaning, something said. Special revelation from God. We will see law, governing authority. We will see testimony, evidence given by a witness or an attestation. We will see way, which is characteristic course of action, manner, or mode of being. We will see precept, rules of conduct. We will see statutes, written law of legislative body. We will see commandment, God's law or covenant. We will see judgments, a ruling or a moral decision by a ruler. our justice. So we will see all these words, people of God, in this psalm that will tell us about the word of God. So God is speaking to us about his word, about drawing close to his word, about hiding his word in our hearts, about having his word, people of God, at the forefront of our minds, that we will be able to live a life of victory. We will be able to walk and not stumble on the journey. We will be able to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, the only exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, 122, and 132. Only those verses does not have in the word which denotes the word of God. So we have to understand, people of God, how important this psalm is. And we must spend time to really go through this psalm and to understand its meaning. So we see every eight verse, every stanza is governed or is headed by a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And there are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, people of God. And each of them had eight verses. So 22 by 8 is 176. So we see where we come to 176 verses. All the verses begin with the Hebrew letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So we see, people of God, last time we did Aleph, which is, as we know, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we see it signifies the number one. And Aleph indicates the oneness and unity of the Creator. So we see that we have gone through verses 1 through 8 last week. And today we will be starting at verse 9. And we will be looking at the Hebrew letter of the alphabet, which is Beth. The Hebrew letter, which is Beth. And we can look and deep into this word and see, people of God, as we look into the meaning of Beth, we will see what the Lord is saying to us through these verses. So we see the Beth, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, literally mean a farm or donates a house. So it literally means a house. It represents the universal concept of a container or a vessel. So we see Beth, people of God, means a house. And it represents the universal concept of a container or a vessel. So we, people of God, are the vessels of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we have to understand, people of God, the Holy Spirit lives in us. So we are to keep our vessels clean. The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in an impure vessel. So we need the Holy Spirit, people of God, to live in us, to rule us, to guide us. So we need to make our vessel clean. And only the Holy Spirit can help us to make that vessel clean. The psalmist cry out, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So our heart is that receptacle. Our heart is that vessel. Our heart is that container. Our heart is that house, people of God, that the Holy Spirit rules from. So we have to understand that we as God's people must walk in wholeness and righteousness and truth so that we can be that vessel that is clean and pure before God, so God can use us for his glory and his praise. People of God, we have to understand in a great house, there are many vessels, vessels of gold, silver, vessels of wood, and vessels of clay. But if any man cleanse these vessels, if we cleanse, ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse us daily, people of God, we will be that vessel of honor, fit for the master's use. So we want to be people who are vessels of honor, fit for the master's use. So we are going to be looking from verses 9 through 16 of Psalm 119. Verses 9 through 16. Look at verse 9. The word said, how can a young man cleanse his way? A question is asked. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. How can a young man cleanse his way? But by taking heed according to the word of God. The question is asked. And many times we're asking ourselves, how can I be clean? But people of God, only the word can clean us up. We must take heed to the word. How can we keep our life pure? And the answer is given to us
by observing to live by the word of God. We must observe to live by the word of God. That's the only way we're going to be clean, people of God. Only the word can clean us up. Only the word, people of God, can wash us and make us clean. So we have to understand, people of God, that the water of the word represents water that cleanses us. So we as God's people must know. The psalmist asks a question, how can a young man cleanse his way? But he answers it by taking heed, paying attention to obey God's word. So we have to understand, people of God, we can't just be hearers of God's word, but we need to be doers of his word. So we need to live the life that truly counts, the life that is governed by the word of God. Look on verse 10 of Psalm 119. I'm reading from the New King James Version. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. We see, people of God, the psalmist was saying, with his whole heart, he has sought the Lord. So, people of God, when we seek God with our whole heart, he was saying, Lord, let me not wander away from your commandments. And people of God, it's easy for us to wander away from God's commandment. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. So it's easy to wander from God's commandment. But the psalmist was begging the Lord, beseeching the Lord, not to let him drift away from the Lord's commandment. So we have to understand, people of God, as the word said in Hebrews 2:1, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest we drift away. We must give the most earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest it drift away, lest we allow it to slip from us. People of God, it's easy for the word to slip from us. So we have to understand that we are called, people of God, to adhere to the word of God. Don't allow the word to slip from us. With my whole heart, I have sought you, Lord. Let me not wander from your commandments. People of God, we have a wonder in mind. Many times we wander all over. But let God's word be at the forefront of our minds. That every time we think, we will be thinking of his word. And every time we respond to situation, we will be responding according to the word of God. We don't want the word to slip or to drift from us. We want the word to continue to renew our minds that we can know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Look at verse 11 of Psalm 119. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So the word of God, people of God, have to find that place in our hearts where it can be hidden, where it can be saved, where it can be submitted. So we have to understand, people of God, just like when we have a computer program that we need to save, we have to save it, we have to submit it, we have to save it. So we have to have the word in our heart saved. We have to have the word in our heart submitted. So when temptation comes, people of God, we will have the word to fight with and prevent us from committing sin. So we have to understand, people of God, that we are called to hide God's word in our hearts. We see Jesus gave us the perfect example in Matthew 4:1-11, where when he was tempted of the devil, the word said he used the word of God. He said, it is written. So we understand, people of God, that we also need to use the word of God. So we see, people of God, the word tells us in Matthew 4:1-11, the word of God tells us that then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
But he answered and said, Jesus answered the devil. Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we see Jesus was quoting from Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. So we see, people of God, Jesus gave us the perfect example. We must know the word so that we can fight with the word. If we don't know the word, people of God, the Holy Spirit don't have no word to bring back to our remembrance. So the word must be saved. The word must be in our hearts. The word must be submitted, people of God. So the word must be in our hearts so that we now can know how to fight these temptations that will come our way. So we have to understand this truth, people of God. And when we have the word inside of us, and when we fight with the word of God, of God, it prevents us from committing sin. Sin has no more dominion over us. So we have to understand this truth and live by it. So when we look again in Ephesians 6 verse 17, the word of God tells us, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take the helmet of salvation. Be assured of your salvation. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. People of God, we must wield the sword of the Spirit. We must speak the word of God. We must declare the word of God over our lives. We must come to that place, people of God, where the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We must understand, people of God, that the word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we need the word to be hidden in our heart that we might not sin against God. Look at verse 12. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. The psalmist praised the Lord. The psalmist knew that he is called to praise the Lord. So he praised the Lord. The psalmist praised the name of the Lord and asked the Lord to teach him his law. People of God, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, teach me your ways. Teach me your word. Reveal your word to me. So we see the importance of praise and worship to God. He approached God with praise. The psalmist praised the name of the Lord and asked the Lord to teach him his law. People of God, we need to praise him and worship him before we go with our request. So we see the psalmist shows us exactly how to live this life. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. So the psalmist praised the name of the Lord and asked the Lord to teach him his laws. So we see, people of God, we have to understand this truth and live in it. Look at verse 13. With my lips, I have declared all the judgment of your mouth. With my lips, I have declared all the judgment of your mouth. The psalmist declared that he had spoken with his lips. That means he has spoken of all the wonderful deeds pertaining to the word of the Lord. So we have to understand, people of God, that we must speak of the goodness of God wherever we go. Sometimes people are there murmuring and complaining. We have the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. So we must speak of all the wonderful works of the Lord. And we must speak of his goodness and of his grace. And we must speak of the power of his word. So people of God, we are called to open our mouth and speak the things of God. Look at verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as in all riches. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as in all riches. So the psalmist declared that when the word of God is revealed to him, he rejoiced because he has been made rich. The word of God makes us rich, people of God. Many of us are looking on the worldly wealth, but we don't understand when we are filled up with the word of God, when we are filled with the Spirit of God, we are rich. When we are led by the Spirit of God, we are rich. So the word of God makes us rich. The word is spirit and it is life. So it makes us rich. So the psalmist declared that when the word of God is revealed to him, he rejoiced because he has been made rich. So we need revelation, knowledge, people of God. We need to understand what the word of God is saying. We need, people of God, to walk in the way of the Lord, to walk with a pure heart, and God will speak to us. Blessed are the pure in heart,
For they shall see God when we come with that purity of heart, when our hearts are right, our vessels are right before God. Then God will speak to us and we will have that revelation knowledge and we will walk in it. People of God, look at verse 15 of Psalm 119. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. So the psalmist declared that he will ponder, he will muse on the laws of the Lord. He will meditate on the laws of the Lord and will show reverence to the instructions of the Lord. He will contemplate the ways of the Lord. He will continuously be musing on the things of God. The Lord spoke to Joshua and said, you must meditate on my word day and night and observe to do them. So don't only meditate, but do my word, live by my word, and you are going to make your way prosperous and you will have great success. So we have to understand the truth of God's word, people of God, that we must continue to meditate upon the word of God, to ponder the word of God, and to live according to the word of God and show reverence and to the instructions of the Lord. When we fear the Lord, people of God, is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So we have to understand, people of God, God is calling us to know him and to understand that we are now his temple. We are now his house. As we are looking and the Hebrew alphabet, the letter, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Beth, which means house, we can see, people of God, clearly as the Lord wants us to glean from the scripture, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are his vessel. Our hearts are the place where the Holy Spirit dwells. So we as God's people must understand that we are to have a clean heart. And without the Holy Spirit washing us and cleansing us, we cannot be clean. David cried out, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So we see the psalmist cry out, how can a young man cleanse his ways? In verse 9 of Psalm 119. But by taking heed, according to the word of God. So we must take heed and do the word of God. Look on the last verse in this stanza, verse 16. The word tells us, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. People of God, look on this. The psalmist said, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. I will delight myself in your written law. I will not forget your word. So the psalmist purposed in his heart to find pleasure in the written word or the written laws of God and make a declaration not to forget the words of the law of the Lord. So we have to come to understand, people of God. We have to purpose in our hearts. He said, I will. So he purposed in his heart. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. So we have to understand, people of God, that we are called to delight ourselves in the statutes of God, in the word of God, in the instructions of God. We must delight ourselves in his written law. Delight ourselves. Let the word become sweet to us. Sweeter than honey to us, people of God. We are called to eat of God's word, to digest it, and to live it. The psalmist said, I will not forget thy word. So, people of God, the word has to be in our hearts. It has to be submitted. It has to be hidden. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you. So, people of God, we have to come to understand the word must find good soil. The soil of our hearts must be right, so that the word can be saved, so that the word can be submitted. We have to break up the fallow ground in our hearts. Whatever is in our heart that is causing us not to be able to assimilate the word, we have to ask God to remove it. Remove everything from us that is not of you, O God, and create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. So we need clean hearts, people of God, so that we can delight in the statutes of the Lord. We can delight in the written law. Many times, people of God, we have no appetite for the things of God. Because our hearts are not right. When our hearts are right, people of God, we want the word of God over and over. We yearn for the word of God. There's a longing inside our hearts for the word of God, and we delight to hear the word wherever we can hear the word of God being preached or taught. We are running to hear it because we delight in the statutes of God. So God is calling us children of God as we hear this psalm, as we listen to Psalm 119, verse 9 through 16, and we see the letter of the Hebrew alphabet that head this psalm, that head these verses. The letter means house. So we are now the house that God lives in. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We must understand that we are not our own. We are bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So we must come to that place where we purpose in our hearts and say, Lord God, help us to live a life which is holy unto you. We must come to that place where we delight, we take pleasure in the written laws of God, and that we make the declaration, like the psalmist, not to forget the words of the Lord. So we as God's people need to understand that God is calling us to understand his word, and God is drawing us back to his word, and that we need to love the word, love God's word, feed on it, and allow the word to reform us, to reshape us, and to make us grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you here as we finish this stanza, and we will be going on to the next stanza next week. We'll be going on to Gimel, and we see it's from verses 17 through to 24 next week. God bless you. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're calling us back to the Bible, back to your word. We thank you that you're calling us to feed on your word and be enriched in your word. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, we will not take this word lightly, but we will glean from it and see what you're saying to us in this season. Have your way in us, oh God. Minister to each and every one of us, oh God. Illuminate your word to us, oh God. Let your word be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path as we continue to look to you by faith, mighty God. As we continue, oh God Almighty, to learn from you, for you are our master teacher. So we thank you right now for teaching us your word, and we thank you for where we are going in this psalm, and we thank you right now, oh God Almighty Lord, that you, Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth. So we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory, and we thank you for the souls that will be born in your kingdom as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to read this psalm and ask the Lord to illuminate his word to you. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all this evening, and continue to feed on God's word and live by his word daily, so that others will see Christ in you and come to glorify his name. Blessings to all. May God continue to keep you all, and may you continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. And we say amen and amen. In the Lord is
love, reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Son of God.